A rush of AI-related IPOs captivating Wall Street. Anthropic, OpenAI, SpaceX, all making moves toward going public. Is this the boom? Are we going to sit on the sidelines, and are we going to miss out on the latest Apple or NVIDIA, or even going crazier? Back in the my grandfather had a chance to buy a GM, and he bought some other car company that doesn't exist anymore. Hey, does it go back to the chances at the beginning of GM or Ford or any of those things? Let's talk to my money guy, David Sowerby, Managing Director, Portfolio Manager at Ancora Bloomfield Hills. When I saw this, David, I thought I got to call David and ask, are we on the precipice of greatness and we all better jump in? Or what do you suggest?
Tread lightly. Buyer beware. Those would be the bumper stickers, Paul.
Tread lightly, buyer beware. Look, I mean, there was a time I couldn't even imagine anyone would be standing in line to buy a company that had $13 billion in losses since the beginning of 2023. $13 billion in losses for SpaceX.
And it will be a hot IPO, to say the least. The company's going to raise $75 billion. We'll see if they price it at $135, what it trades at when it first begins trading and people can start to buy it themselves. But here's one real important statistic. If I look at some of the largest IPOs in the last 20 years, from Alibaba to Meta, which is Facebook, General Motors, Snap, Uber, a year after their initial IPO, the average share price was down 25%. So that's why buyer beware and tread lightly. As much as I'm excited about the SpaceX IPO like everybody else, the history says you might be better being patient here before you dip yourself in the pool and be a buyer.
It does sound like keeping your powder dry is a pretty good decision if history repeats itself, and it often does, that it's down 25% from the price you could buy it for when it first came out. And there's the key, too. David Sowerby with us, Managing Director, Portfolio Manager at Ancora Bloomfield Hills. Why is it so hard for us, the average person, to buy any of these IPOs right away? Why are they like already sold out to other people before we get a chance to step in?
Well, the selling agents, those investment bankers who are doing the underwriting, they will get allocated shares. And then investment people will put in an interest in receiving the shares at the IPO offering. And traditionally, those are large investment firms. Institutional buyers will be given the biggest chunk. There will be some allocation to retail investors, but it's smaller than the big institutional funds. And then when it begins to trade, then there will be the natural buy and sell, and people can start to buy it themselves if they weren't granted shares on the IPO. It'll be fast and frenzy. That much I know in the first 24 hours. But as I, you know, use an example like this. Meta did their IPO. A year later, they were down 31%. I remember it distinctly. The stock sold off. There was a lot of hype. But then eventually, if Meta could stand on its own two legs, it became a very good company eventually. But in initial IPOs, it's really hard to make an assessment on who's going to make money in the first couple of weeks.
Well, look at Anthropic. They announced its initial public offering plans in a brief statement at the beginning of the week, said they had not determined how many shares to sell or at what price. But the company also said last week it's already raised $65 billion from private in a deal that brought its total value to just under, it was $965
billion. And it goes Anthropic, OpenAI, that the hype is starting to escalate. I remember distinctly in 1999, early 2000, in the neweconomy.com, IPOs were fast and furious. They were doubling within a short time period. Years later, they didn't sustain themselves. I don't want to call this exactly like we saw in the dot-com era of 1999, but it is a yellow flag that that markets peak when you get a flurry of IPOs that may not be justified going public because what's their long-term profitability?
And as far as we know, many people are saying these are trillion-dollar debuts. Do you think that's the case across the board?
Probably not. I'm forever the optimist. The glass is more than half full for me, but it goes back to buyer beware. And in the case of an Anthropic or an OpenAI, it's going to be a little bit like Netflix, which is how much will the average consumer pay monthly for expanded services and their favorite AI tool, as well as companies? And it's going to be just like how many subscribers are there in Netflix or Hulu or Disney Plus. We're going to have to assess this. I'm a big believer in AI. It's going to be a big productivity enhancer to the economy. We're already starting to see that. But it's always, what's the price and what's the valuation I'm paying relative to future profits?
And still plenty of people. You know Netflix. You know those things because you turn it on, you watch, and you say, wow, this is great. Still, a lot of us don't know enough about AI yet to really understand. We know it's here. We know it's changing our lives. We just don't fully understand it yet. David Sowerby helps us understand as the Managing Director, Portfolio Manager at Ancora Bloomfield. Thank you, David, for your personal help and your professional help here on the air for my listeners. We appreciate it, David. Thank you.
My pleasure, Paul. Thank you.
We continue in focus, middle of the week. It's Wednesday, June 3rd. Stay with us.